Hi everyone, my name is Sonia and I would love to share about my mother. My mom was mean to me. She loved to take away things I liked. It all started the first day of kindergarten. I remember crying, screaming, holding onto my mom's leg because I was about to be abandoned by my own mother in that room full of weird looking creatures that were doing the same thing as me. That day, she took away my choice to stay home and play all morning. Every time I went to the store, as soon as I entered the store, I always looked for the display of chocolates, chips, gum, sodas, and all the good stuff. My mom instead took one onion, one tomato, and five slices of ham. And when she was ready to pay, I put my bag of chips, soda, and a pack of gum next to her so she would pay for them. As you can imagine, she took them away from me and put them back. I was very upset. Back at home, when we were eating, my siblings and I had a sandwich with a slice of ham. My mom's sandwich had only onion and tomato. At that moment, I knew why she took the snacks away from me. But I kept thinking that her job was to be mean and stingy and selfish towards me. As a teenager, I wanted to go out with my friends until midnight. Many nights she waited for me to come home. And she didn't go to bed until she heard the door closing behind me. Many times she said my friends were bad influence and I didn't listen because she didn't know how cool and fun it was to be with them. She was trying to take them away from me. As an adult, I realized that by leaving me crying and screaming at school that first day of kindergarten, she was giving me the opportunity she never had of going to school. Because her parents never let her go to school. And that was her way to show love to me. The times when she took away my snacks was because she only had enough money to buy what was necessary for our sandwiches, even though her sandwich had only onion and tomatoes. The cool friends I had as a teenager didn't end up well. Some of them are dead, and some are doing time. My mother was right about them. She knew it. And because she loved me. Now, I'm lucky to have my mother alive, and I thank her for all the sacrifices she made by never letting us go hungry. Even though she told me that there were days when she had nothing to eat. I grew up needing many things, and I thank my mother for that. I needed more sad days, because even then, she was there trying to make me laugh. I needed days of hunger to understand her sacrifice because she stopped eating to be able to feed her children. I needed to see her defeated because even though she cried at night thinking about my father and feeling lonely, she always had the strength to protect us, to care for us. She was like a superhero for us. But above of all things I needed was time. Time to understand and to thank her for the sacrifices she made for us and to learn from them. Today, I say thank you to my mother for everything she gave me, but most of all, I thank her for all the things she took away from me. Thank you, Mom, and I love you.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Prescott, and I'm coming to you this morning from the Orange Crest neighborhood of Riverside. I'd like to start by thanking Pastor Claire for inviting me to share a little bit of my story today. And I have to admit, I was a little bit hesitant to say yes at first, but then thought, I'm a new member. It'll give you a chance to start to get to know me a little bit and make myself known. And to be doing this on Mother's Day, what a blessing and a privilege that is. So I was raised in the Baptist church. My grandfather was a Baptist preacher. So church was very important in our family. And you could find me there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and sometimes on Thursdays. So it was very important. It really grounded me in scripture and a belief in a loving God, although sometimes a scary God, but mostly a loving God. And I appreciated that growing up as a child. I don't think I realized how much I appreciated it until I was much older, because like a lot of people, I drifted from the church in high school. I thought, because of a lot of reasons, I felt like I didn't fit in anywhere. I was kind of a loner child, and didn't really feel like I belonged. And so I drifted in high school to those groups that would help me feel like I belonged. And I drifted into doing those things with them that would make me feel like I belonged. So I went through a period in high school and college years, which weren't college years because I was busy doing other things, into some behaviors that just trying to help myself feel better. And I drifted from God during those times. And when I finally decided I'd had enough and didn't want to continue down that path anymore, when I was ready, God was there. He was ready to pull me back. And through the help of more than one 12-step group and different 12-step programs, I did find my way back to my beliefs that I'd been raised with, to that loving God who was ready to take care of me once I let him. So that was a blessing of my life. And once I got myself squared away, and I was ready to have relationships, real relationships with people, and got married, but still was not, you know, I had returned to my belief in God and my prayer life and meditations, but I hadn't rejoined a church family and that community. And part of it was my husband was not interested in the church, and he was raised Catholic and had a very negative experience and did not want anything to do with any organized religion. So we were married. We tried for close to 10 years to have a child. I went through multiple miscarriages, which is why Mother's Day is such a touching and important day for me. I feel for those women who have not been able to be mothers. It's a painful thing to go through. But after, like I said, a few miscarriages, 10 years into our marriage, we were able to finally have a son, Nick, my one and only, my miracle baby. What a blessing he is. But after having a child, I realized that pull to have a church family was even stronger, because I remembered growing up in the church, and I remembered the things that I learned and the good experiences I had as a child in a church family, and I wanted him to have that. And so in looking for a church that would satisfy my husband at the time, I tried the Episcopal Church. It was kind of a mix between the Catholic and the Protestant, and somewhere in the middle. Some of the rituals, the liturgy of the Catholic Church, some of the social awareness of what I'd grown up with. So we did that. My son Nick was baptized in the Episcopal Church. I was also confirmed in the Episcopal Church, and my husband at the time had tried it with us a few times, would go on Christmas, but it was important enough to me that I was willing to go and take Nick whether he went or not, because this is something that I felt really drawn to. the church, and more than the church, the relationship with the people, the relationship with God, has just been that pull and that draw for me all my life. It's my safe place. At a point in time, when it was clear that there were too many things that weren't going to work, after 20 years of marriage, we did divorce. I've kept my faith, I've kept my church connection, and my son and I have a great relationship, and actually his father and I are friends these days. And so that's all been a blessing of my faith and of the power of prayer and reaching out to be of service to others. That's been just a theme of my life and something that I'm drawn to do. I am fortunate on this Mother's Day to still have my mother alive, 92 years old, living up in the Modesto area. And this is a really great day to reflect on the power of love, mother's love, my mom's love for me, how she put up with me in all of my rebellious years. You know, her love was unfailing, and she has modeled, she and my dad both, before he passed, modeled that love of God and how unconditional it is. And that's what I, on this Mother's Day and every day of the year, share with my own son, that power of love and how unconditional it is. We don't have to be at a building right now to be the Church of God, and I'm blessed to be able to share this with you. We are the church wherever we are, and I'm glad you're here this Sunday morning to worship with me, and thank you for giving me a chance to share a little bit of myself and my story and my faith with you.